Now, to sing the Canadian National Anthem, please welcome Universal Multi-Platinum and Juno Award-winning recording artists, The Tenors.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command.
Que ton grâce porte le pays, il se
celebrated by the common man,
but we're free to dream.
And the uncommon man. It's been through wars, literally.
And after it clears,
it's been paraded, helicoptered, horseback, broken, held for rest, and recovered. It's reduced 300-pound men years. It's seen the 13th man defeated, but more often, triumphant. It's lived in Vancouver, Calgary, Montreal, Toronto, Edmonton, Regina, Hamilton, Winnipeg, Ottawa, and once visited Baltimore. It divides east and west, and unites us at the same time. Look closely into its silver cladding. It reflects the values of a nation. Diversity, compassion, humor, respect, courage, tradition, tolerance. It reflects Lancaster and Gabriel, Kroll and Kepley, Calvillo, Flutie, Moon, and Simon. but more than the few who have raised it. It reflects the millions of us who've embraced it.
Grey Cup Finals, as in the Grey Cup Championship.
Grey Cup Championship, motherfucker!
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Picks. This is quite possibly our last week for the season, unless we do a wrap-up show.
No, it's the last week.
Joining me as per usual is Mr. Old School.
Hello.
And our brother to the south, Mr. Heavyset.
My team's in the Grey Cup, yeah!
At least you got one team that doesn't suck.
Oh, not nice.
No. Cavaliers, suck it.
Talking football, buddy.
We are talking football.
Yeah. You hoser.
I can't say anything either, though. My choice to the south of the border ain't so hot yet this season either.
Go Ravens, bitch.
Ravens aren't really that. I mean, they're top of the division.
You know what Joe Flacco
said? The division is horrible.
Joe Flacco said, "Fuck you." That's what he said.
He said, "I'm not impressed with your performance."
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
For the money Joe Flacco makes, he better be helping that team win games. That's all I'm saying. So let's get into the CFL, a Grey Cup story. The only story coming into the Grey Cup, the Tenors to sing national anthem at 104th Grey Cup. Canada's multi-platinum Juno Award-winning vocal group, the Tenors, Clifton Murray, Fraser Walters, and Victor McAuliffe, will sing the national anthem at the 104th Grey Cup presented by Shaw, the Canadian Football League, announced Monday.
Hold on, weren't there four tenors?
There were four tenors, but because
funny story, Carp, why don't you mention it?
His little moment he had at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game where he changed the Canadian national anthem lyrics, the rest of the group was not impressed with that and kicked his sorry ass out.
Yeah, because I believe he said all lives matter.
Yep. Instead of saying and stand on guard for the...
Yeah, all lives matter
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and now he's gone.
They kicked his sorry ass out, and so now they're down to the three Canadian tenors. The Grey Cup will air November 27th, beginning at 6 p.m. on TSN and RDS.
And
ESPN, to my understanding.
ESPN 3.
Yep.
Or it's ESPN 2. It's one of the... It ain't going on main ESPN.
ESPN, yeah.
I think it's ESPN 2. I think we got upgraded to 2.
So, artists slated for the biggest annual sporting event in Canada include Grammy Award-winning nominees for the halftime show, One Republic.
Yo!
And Canadian sensation Alicia Cara, who will headline the kickoff show.
And she's pretty good.
This will mark the second time that the Tenors will sing Canada's cherished anthem at the Grey Cup.
You know what's going to happen? Another one's got to say something controversial to the point where there's no members left in the group to kick out.
Moose lives matter.
Yeah. And we don't sit down for our anthems, especially, I mean, the moment in our other sport, hockey, if a player were to kneel, that would not be good. So.
Fun fact, Heavy, what's the plural of moose?
I don't know. What is it?
You actually got it right because you said moose. Moose is plural for moose.
That's what I thought.
So, I know you did it accidentally, but you still nailed it.
All right.
Actually, I thought that's what it was, but I thought there were like one of those things that would have been like just this weird other word.
Well, some people believe it's meese, but it's actually just moose.
I've heard people say moose is.
Like, no, they're stupid. The plural of moose is moose.
Is moose. Yeah, exactly. All right. And to go on from moose, Ottawa pulled out the upset victory over Edmonton in what would can only be described as a blizzard.
Yeah, what the fuck, eh? Oh my god, dude. And it's old school, the guys with the shovels and shit, you know?
Yeah, shoveling the hash marks and shoveling the every 10 yards. It was quite the game. It's nice to see an old school throwback style game like that. It's rare in the NFL, I find, to have that much snow. I know a couple of years ago, Philly played in a game like that. And honestly, I would have loved to have been there because it didn't look cold. It looked like just a good snow. I'm sure that game was awesome to be at.
There was a game about 4 or 5 years ago with the Bears and the Patriots that were that was really bad. I remember.
Now, I know like for the Packers, their fans go and clear out the stadium like the snow.
You mean the people that think that it's their responsibility as owners because they have a piece of paper that says
exactly.
Fucking morons. People.
Call back.
And in the West Coast, Calgary Stampeders handed out an ass whooping to the BC Lions. It was 32-0 at the half. They looked ridiculous. BC had no secondary whatsoever in that game. It was just pass 10 yards, pass first down, over and over and over. They looked unstoppable. So, CFL Easy Pick Standings in association with StableWars.com. First place, pretty much winning the season. Me.
The final should be 80 points. Rick.
No. With 55 points. Second place, DeMayer with 49 points. Tied for third, Heavy Set with Mr. Old School.
Oh, motherfucker, here we go.
48 points.
Shit's getting real.
Tied for fifth, Mattson and Double A Andy Anderson with 43.
Yeah, fuck Double A.
Seventh place, we have the Mop Jockey with 39. Tied for eighth, we have GM Bike and
CM Bike.
Kanye West. With 37. 10th place, we have Coat Cheese with 36.
Goat Cheese.
11th, we have
No Dark Cheese.
Dark Spirit, a.k.a. Def Power Rob with 31. And in Tail Spice, I don't even know why I mentioned him, Legend Killer 03 with 13. One game this week, the Grey Cup. For a tiebreaker purposes, total points scored for the game. So I'm going to ask you your pick and your tiebreaker. It's Calgary, who finished the regular season at 15-2-1, facing the Ottawa Redblacks, who finished the season at 8-9-1. They're the teams that tied each other during the season. Calgary is a heavy favorite at 9.5 points. Heavy Set.
I'm going to pick Calgary.
And total points scored between the two teams?
45.
Mr. Old School.
I'm going with the upset. I'm going with the Ottawa. And we're going to say 52.
I'm taking the Stampeders. I believe it's their year. They've looked unstoppable. And I'm going to go with a total of 67.
So it's going to be 58 to 8.
Yeah.
To 9.
So tiebreaker will obviously be who comes closest to the total score. And that'll do it for our picks or CFL Easy Picks this season. Email, none. I actually got an email from a Nigerian prince about $8.9 million available, which quickly deleted. Twitter, What's On Fight is starting to follow us.
Yep. They are a podcast where they talk about the Fight Network app.
Yep.
Or just the Fight app, actually. Sorry, we don't want to mix it with the Fight Network.
Yeah.
Two different things. That's actually where we order our ROH pay-per-views. And you can watch free ROH TV on there. You can watch all kinds of like indie feds and stuff. So it's really, really good. Check it out. Check out their podcast too.
Right. And to end the season, the final set of Heavy Set Trivia. To end the season, 5 questions, 2 about Calgary, 2 about Ottawa, 1 about the teams facing each other in the Grey Cup. Question 1, how many Grey Cup appearances does Calgary have as of 2016? 12, 14, or 16?
14.
Correct. Glorious. The Calgary Stampeders are batting a .500 average in the Grey Cup. They are 7-7. True or false, Doug Flutie has won multiple Grey Cups with Calgary?
False.
Correct.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Doug Flutie won a single Grey Cup with the Calgary Stampeders in 1992.
What the fuck? I would have got that wrong.
How many Grey Cup appearances does Ottawa, all incarnations of Ottawa, have as of 2016? 17, 20, or 23?
17.
Correct.
Glorious.
Ottawa is 10-7 in the Grey Cup finals. So you're successful for Heavy's Out Trivia. It's been determined, but let's get the last two out of the way. Ottawa temporarily had a different team name in 1925 and 1926, which they share with what Ottawa-based NHL team? And you're not getting any guesses here. It was also on SmackDown, so you should know this. Hey, I heard that. Tricheur.
Shit. I don't know Ottawa's NHL team, and I can't think of...
You cheating bastard.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I know it's wrong, but I just want to come up with a funny name. How about the Ottawa Lynches?
No. Oh, no.
Ooh, uh-oh. I thought even though it was supposed to get emails on this show.
It's the Senators, because Ottawa is capital of Canada, so political.
Dude, I was trying to help you there, man.
All right. Last question for the season, including this Grey Cup. How many times have Ottawa and Calgary faced each other? 3, 5, or 6?
6.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Only 3 times in the 104 years of the Grey Cup. 1948, 1968, and this year in 2016. So 3 times they faced each other. So Heavyset's final record, 32 and 31.
Yeah, the winner. So Carp, you got to send him something.
Yeah, sure. Because I've just started working again after 2 years. So
stop bitching and send him.
You know what?
Send me Tim Hortons gift card.
If and when we meet up next year.
It's next year, it will happen. Because I was full of shit with the WrestleMania. It didn't work out. But I'm actually doing the shrimp thing. It's happening.
I'm planning on going really soon to get the lobster and lobster inception.
Oh, and you fucker, you're going to fucking Facebook tag me too, you bastard. I know he's going to do it.
Which,
he's sitting there.
Which reminds me, did you guys see my profile picture on Facebook?
Hold on, let me check.
The one with you're in a brown shirt and there's a Calgary thing underneath?
Stampers
thing underneath? Yes, I did.
Yes, yes.
Because I follow my friends, unlike Mr. Old School.
Oh, I followed him. I just don't check.
Followed.
I don't check walls. Yeah, I liked his other thing.
Yeah, he commented today on something.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so wait.
Fuck you, Carp.
All right. So that'll do it for us here at CFL Easy Picks this season. Maybe we'll do a wrap-up show. Maybe we won't. Don't hold your breath. Maybe the wrap-up show will come out before Old School at the Movies episode 150.
It's coming. No, it's planned. It's nothing funny. It's planned for December the 10th. It's going to happen.
All right. So for us here at CFL East Picks, I hope you've enjoyed listening for the 23 weeks we've done this. Hopefully we can do it again next year. I thought it was great. It was a good way to kill a half hour.
I figured it was going to end on episode 2. So I, Carp, man.
Yep.
Carp chugging away. Throwing some fucking long bombs Calgary style.
Speaking of chugging away, add all beer inside now that it's been handed over to the proper person.
Hey, I got 20 minutes.
God, about time.
I got 20 minutes of editing done.
I was waiting till February, really.
Well,
I got at least 25% done.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll hear our 2016 Old School to Movie special by 2017.
There you go. So something to look forward to next year.
So, Mr. Old School, did you at least enjoy yourself these 23 weeks that we've done this?
I mean, it opened me up to the CFL more than I normally would because, usually I'd see, okay, are the Alouettes making the playoffs? That's usually I'm a bandwagon jumper. But now that they weren't, at least it kind of forced me to watch the other games. So it was good.
And where can we find you on the internet?
At oldmovies.net for no reason. And at the Mountie, where I give Dean Ambrose shout outs for SmackDown.
All right. And Mr. Heavyset, how have you enjoyed the 23 weeks of CFL Easy Picks?
I think I've watched like a part of a game. and picking up on a news article about it, that was fun. I didn't get much time to actually watch it, but like just paying attention without watching. It is kind of fun just to see who's winning. I did download the CFL app. I have looked at how much it costs to buy a Stampeders personalized jersey and the weird pricing system that they have. But I think it was also kind of cool that I quite literally just randomly picked a team pretty much based on bias of a professional wrestling family that came from that particular city. And going by the name of their stadium, I felt like it was just meant to be, and they're in the Grey Cup. So, yeah.
Yeah. Ever since week two, they've looked unstoppable. So there's no question about it. And where can we find you on Twitter and such?
You can find me at DaMounty.
Yeah.
I'm tweeting there from time to time. So give me a shout. If you want to find me where I'm at, I'm at this building in Montreal.
Shut the fuck up. No, we're good.
Hold on. Cut the mic.
And NFL EC picks as well, I would assume.
Oh, and when I say a building in Montreal, I mean Tim Hortons.
Oh. I now have three within a 10-minute distance of my house.
That's why I said if he ever comes here, he's crashing at your place.
Which is funny because that Tim Hortons, way back in the day, used to be a Dunkin' Donuts.
Used to be.
As for us at CFL Easy Picks or the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Brand new.
If you got the Podbean app on your phone, follow Trending Topics Network.
Follow us or fuck you.
Go to iTunes and leave us some reviews.
Yes.
Yeah, please. Except for that one shit review we got from the other guy.
Yeah, F that guy. Finally, I mean, I thought this was great. It really helped my post production editing skills, as well as helping me kill a lot of time between unemployment until I was employed again. So it was some really fun to do this and speak with you guys every week and then follow it up with another show that we record. And follow me at Killer Carpe Diem. You can always, if you want to, join us next season through StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members, as well as at CFL Easy Picks or CFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. If you got any questions, send them on over. Finally, at AllBeerInside and AllBeerInside@gmail.com. For next episode, we're doing a creative episode. I've already got plans of if we were the president of the United States or leader of a country, as well as our own version of Create a Wrestler, which I plan to have complete outrageousness for. As well, just send us questions, or if you need really bad advice from us, that'd be great. We could answer your questions there as well.
Like, should I date a black person?
Yeah. And we know.
I'd be like, yeah, go ahead. I think it's a great idea. Yeah,
exactly. It's just Mr. Old School would probably say something about make sure your hand's on your wallet all night.
Not at all. Right. Like, I honestly don't know where this comes from.
Make it during the daytime.
I love Michelle Obama. She's beautiful. I don't get it.
And finally, for a great cause, mobro.co/killercarp. Even if you got $5 to donate, please come and donate. This is for men's health. We need to start living longer.
Shave your fucking beard.
Kiss my ass.
You forgot something.
Which is?
You said you were going to say something about this week for America.
I did?
Did you say happy Thanksgiving?
Oh.
Happy fake Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. You fucking phony, you fucking hosers.
I actually tried to find something comedic about American versus Canadian Thanksgiving, but there's nothing really funny online for the
episode. Go sit on your Chesterfields and drink your double-doubles.
It's probably just stuff from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, well, there's a Seth Rogen thing called the Jewish-Canadian-American Thanksgiving, but it's not that great, so I decided not to add it. Our outro this week will be a mashup of Alessia Cara and One Republic called Counting Stars Here.
You know what, Carp? It's too late to apologize about the outro. It's ridiculous, and it's too late.
All right, if you say so, because I know the song lyrics because I listen to those guys.
Oh, now you know it, asshole.
Which I don't, because they're not my cup of tea for music.
It's too late to apologize.
You mean they're not your cup of ice cap?
Exactly. They're not my extra large, one cream, one milk.
It's too late.
Or my Nutella cookie or donut.
Oreo donut for the win. Thank you.
I swear to God, I might be just doing a small little road trip to the nearest Tim Hortons. It's not that far away.
Tim Bits.
10 bits.
That's what I said. Tim Bits.
Tid. T-I-D.
No, I said Tim Bits.
I heard Tid.
Tim.
Tim.
Bits.
Tim.
Tim Bits. That's what I'm saying.
Cool whip. Cool whip.
No, seriously. Am I not saying Tim Bits? I'm saying Tim Bits.
Cool.
Tim whip. Bits.
Cool whip.
Say Tim.
Cool whip.
Say Tim Bits.
good time.
Tim Bits.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that old. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told.
Makes me feel alive.
Lately I've been